Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hold on, I need appropriate music here. Get you in the swing of things, spirit of things.
Outside the snow is falling, things are going.
Kinda, yeah, kinda. There you go. There you go.
There it is. Welcome, everybody.
The tree looks beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We might have to talk about this tomorrow, but yesterday, we get in the car, and Dylan was like, oh, can you quiz me on Christmas songs? So I started, like, he wanted to try to finish the line.
Right.
On our way to Scouts, and I would sing him a Christmas song. He didn't know half of the Christmas songs, like, that he should know. Like, yeah. He only knows, like, Rudolph and Frosty. And I was like, oh, boy. So I put on a Christmas
Sounded like music. She said prostate, didn't it?
A little bit
like prostate, yeah.
So I put on the holiday whatever on the radio. And there were so many songs that he had never heard of before. So now, my mission, Mike Dylan, I feel like a failure of a mom. He's like, why? I'm like, you don't know any Christmas
songs.
Yeah,
but a lot of those are based in religion, and that's not practiced as widely as it used to be.
Some of those are.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, even I'm not religious, but I know Silent Night, and I know Joy to the World.
But the next generation, like, you didn't bring your kid up going to church.
No, so, you know. Well, now I'm forcing it down his throat. He said, every time you get into this car till Christmas, you're going to hear these songs. Like, he heard
so
for
nice
the first
that
time.
So nice she's forcing it down his throat.
Well,
nice.
Even on... Yeah. He heard nothing, getting nothing for Christmas.
Yeah.
He's like, I love this song. I'm like, good. It's a Christmas song. You're gonna.
I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
That's not the truth. Like. I love her. I do love her.
She is. She's going to be joining us here. Beverly D'Angelo played Evelyn in all the Christmas Vacation and all the Vacation movies. Right.
I love her.
Last night, Valerie says to me, "Hey." You know, Jolene's coming over, and Emily and Kate and I, we're going to go out and get a Christmas tree. You know, we're going to go out and get a live Christmas tree.
So you are now. Okay.
I said, great. Excellent. Great. And I'm thinking, I said, you know, Laura said they're really, really tough to find.
Yep.
She's like, no, it'll be fine. Be fine. 2 hours later, I'm like, weren't you going to get a Christmas tree? She's like, yeah, I guess Kate already looked, and they can't find any.
I went to four places.
I told you.
I ended up in Barnstead, beautiful farm in Barnstead. Thank you to, I don't remember the name, but we got some apple cider and a tree. No.
Are you looking to cut your own?
No, just get a tree. Just get a tree.
Because in your town, there is a stand.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get one, but I don't know. Like they're famous of saying they're going to do something and at the last minute it doesn't happen. That's one thing that is uncommon.
Women, dude.
With the ladies.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny f***ing K.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Not bad. Good movie, though.
Speaking of Christmas trees, kids, can one of you tell me what the first kind of tree displayed at the White House was?
Dad, the best.
It. The guy's rolling up behind him.
You spend the holidays dead.
Honey, please, I'll do the driving, okay?
One of the great lines.
Will you just take it easy, Ellen? I'm in complete control.
I don't want to spend the holidays dead. Classic, classic quote right there. So she is going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes. Beverly D'Angelo, who's had a long career, but she's done all these. She's in a new movie called A Violent Night.
You better watch out.
Is that the slogan?
Yes.
You better watch out.
Yep.
Didn't we do a contest about movie slogans?
Yeah.
We should. I think I have that still. Maybe we'll do that coming up.
Yeah, the house is getting robbed, G, and Santa just happened to be there.
David Harbour stars in Violent Night with Beverly D'Angelo, who's going to join us here in a couple seconds. She was she played Ellen in all the Christmas Vacation movies, including the classic Christmas Vacation. She did a lot more than that. You know,
but that's see her and that's who you think of.
Yeah,
you think of Ellen right away.
Yep, you do. But apparently, like these violent Christmas movies, and it's funny too, right? I did read it was supposed to be pretty funny.
I think this looks very funny.
Okay.
But then again, I'm dark.
But I see, every time I look at, I just see Hopper. I don't see Santa, which is crazy to me.
There's very few people that I have a problem, you know, that I have that problem with. I can only see them as one. Yeah. He's not one of them.
Oh, he is right now for me. I mean, it's still, Stranger Things is still so new, I guess.
Team of elite mercenaries breaks into a wealthy family compound on Christmas Eve. Everyone's taken hostage, but the team isn't prepared for a surprise combatant. Santa Claus is on the grounds. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe she's going to be joining us here on the phone. Is Beverly there?
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking to Beverly D'Angelo. Everybody, don't look Beverly directly in the eyes, okay? Let's make sure the temperature is right. Let's make sure she's got a chilled water if she needs
it. Yep, that's what she needs.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning.
Are you West Coast or East Coast?
I am on the West Coast. I'm in Los Angeles, and I apologize. I've got a pretty bad cold, and I'm holding back a cough. So give me a second.
Okay, no worries. No worries. You know, it's funny. We're all struggling with the same thing out here on the East Coast.
So it's the season.
We're right there with you. But pleasure to have you on the show.
It's not COVID. It's just, what? Are you kidding me? Are there, like, super viruses around? I mean, And I'm getting on a plane. I'm trying to get well because I'm flying cross country to Pittsburgh to team up with Chevy at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh for an autograph convention on Thursday. So I'm like, oh, please just make me well. Don't you do it? Don't you wake up in the morning? I mean, really, it's like
It's been lasting. I'll tell you, like, I hate to be complaining about maladies, but I mean, it's been here, and the cold on the East Coast, when you get it, it lasts like a month. It's ridiculous, but hopefully.
Don't tell me that.
Goes away overnight, and then you won't even have it anymore.
Beverly, the most important question is, what sold you on this incredible Christmas movie Violent Night?
Well, the script was great. To me, it was like, I read the script and I felt like I was on the inside of a video game. And the director, I met the director via Zoom. Because we shot this last February to January to... Anyway, we shot at the beginning of the year. And it was very much in the COVID era. You know, we had to mask up everything. And so I met the director via Zoom and was so impressed with his work and just him. I wanted to work with him so bad. So it was just... you know, it was the script and it was the director.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is that all? I mean, do you judge it? Is it always that way? Or does it ever enter into it, Beverly, who is already cast in the movie that you want to work with? Is that ever a factor?
That could make a difference. But, you know, with me, I mean, I wasn't a stage actor to begin with. I learned how to act on film. So I really love the medium. Mm. So I always look at it as being a part of a larger thing, and I look at what my role in that is, and I am really, I always, who doesn't want to work with great actors and interesting people, so has a lot to do with it, but for me, it really does come down to, you know, kind of the fundamental, what am I doing, what am I saying, does it matter, and does it resonate, and, you know, this Violent Night has that common thread with Christmas Vacation of, you know, love conquers all.
Yeah. I love. No, it's okay. It's okay. Trust me, it's totally fine. Beverly has a cold, but I speaking of the vacation movies, we were just talking about them before you came on. To step into something that becomes a franchise, you know what I mean? And then, you know, some of the players changed throughout. You and Chevy obviously did not. But, you know, is that kind of like when you do a movie like that, it meets with success, then there are follow-ups. Is it kind of like, maybe in my head, I'm hoping that it's like a family reunion when you get back together?
Well, Chevy and I were like brother and sister from the minute we met, so there's always that family element.
Yeah.
We live close to each other in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. There's a place close to me in Los Angeles. And we do get together for these personal appearances together, and we get all the fans out and take pictures and sign autographs and all that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there is that family element. There always will be,
Was there any... Because when I see a great comedy, like take the Christmas Vacation movie, which is become a Christmas classic.
Absolutely.
Was there improv in that, or was it all pretty much sticking to the page?
There were improvs, sure. But it was all building on the theme and the kind of the world that John Hughes had created. John Hughes wrote the first one, and he wrote Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. There were other writers on the other ones.
Were there any scenes, Beverly, just because, you know, fans always love to hear the backstage stories, were there any scenes in the Vacation series where you just couldn't keep it together and you just fell apart laughing?
You know, I got to tell you, with all those Vacation movies, my recollection is that it was taken very seriously to make it funny.
Really?
Chevy's a different kind of actor. Chevy is like his background is writing and mm-hmm. and live and performing live. So he would, like, we'd shoot a scene and then he'd go, okay, deal him, and he'd go off and play poker to kind of stay in the moment. But for the most part, you know, it was very, you know, all the actors, especially in Christmas Vacation, what a great group of actors.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of intention, you know, no one was kind of looking for the laugh, mm-hmm. but I just remember being pretty focused on it. And also, you know, if you broke up when they were filming, you know, it wasn't in the era of digital film, and
right.
that was pretty precious, so you didn't want to wreck a take.
Yeah, it was expensive. It got to be expensive, and that cost the studio money. Go ahead, Scott.
When you made the first one,
we were always focused.
Yeah.
When you made the first movie, did you guys have any idea? Was there any feel like, I think we've really got something good here? Or did you think it was going to be just one and done?
I knew all about it, and I planned it. I knew that this would all happen.
Okay. Yeah. Very impressive. Yeah, right? You'd never expect to be talking about anything. That, you know, you're very lucky if you can have one hit, let alone several. And, you know, with Violent Night, it's funny because, you know, we've seen, you know, holiday movies were always heartfelt, homefelt, and now we've seen this twist on holiday movies that not only can they be, they can be funny and they can be adult-type yep. movies, you know, with adult themes and stuff like that, which I think kind of just makes it fun because I can only take so much sweet, you know what I mean? I want to have something that is more than that.
Oh, yeah, this is more like a rock and roll movie.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Right, right, I feel that. So you're headed to
it's
the
like
East.
It's like a rock and roll video game movie.
I got you.
I like that.
Violent Night, David from...
The wonderful David Harbour, John mm-hmm. Leguizamo, mm-hmm. Edie Patterson, The Righteous Gemstones, Alexis Lauder, Fantastic in Cop Shop.
There you go.
Alex Hassel. Is in The Boy. I mean, British actor. It's a great cast, great okay. group.
All right. Well, listen.
Darkly, darkly, darkly funny, funny, funny violent movie.
I can't wait to see it. I want you to feel better. Hope you feel better. My wife would say, she would say Mucinex. That's my wife swears by Mucinex. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
so,
I'm getting that.
But
I'm
good luck that. To you. Good luck to you. Thanks for coming on with us, Beverly.
All right.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. There you go. Oh, she was nice. A little cold there. A little, little medicine will help.
It's the season.
The season. All right. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F***ing K.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.